For most of us, our primary world is physical, of course. But we are using subtle powers all the time, and these may extend to support us in the afterlife. If the rishis are correct in saying that everyone inhabits the Akashic field, both in life and after death, then subtle powers of consciousness unite both. The powers you need are self-awareness, the power to know yourself. This power keeps you centered. Willingness, the power to open your mind. This power allows reality to be seen despite old conditioning and beliefs. Intention, the power to manifest desires. This power connects you with your purpose. Discrimination, the power to make fine distinctions. This power guides you in the subtleties of understanding. Acceptance, the power of non-resistance. This power enables you to integrate reality into yourself. To truly know something as deep as what happens after death, your mind must call upon these powers. That's the only thing really separating us from the Vedic rishis. They use their subtle powers to the fullest. We call on them to a much lesser degree. We are postponing the soul journey until we die. Yet our subtle powers are needed every day for ourselves and for those relationships that expand our horizons. You have to be centered and self-aware so you don't manipulate others or allow yourself to be manipulated. Your willingness to see beyond your ego creates an open space for the relationship to grow. Instead of allowing the relationship to fluctuate as mood dictates, you intend for it to become richer and deeper. Your partner is constantly filling you with a stream of desires, needs, and opinions. You are doing the same back. You must discriminate how much of this outside influence is positive for you, neutral, or outright negative. Having paid attention to all of the above, you can fully accept your partner without posing a threat to your integrity and personal growth. Now substitute the word soul for relationship. All the things that make a relationship work apply to your soul. Those skills will be critical if the afterlife brings you into the soul's domain, as every spiritual tradition says it does. You and I can already identify with every experience that occurs in the afterlife because they are familiar. I can say certain things about tomorrow, whether that tomorrow occurs in the material world or afterward. I will become more self-aware as the boundary between me and not me dissolves. The self will begin to encompass much more of reality as the boundary dissolves. I will feel free. I will become more willing to change and evolve. My old beliefs will be tested and allowed to change if need be. I will feel curious and fascinated. I will trust in my intention to know the truth, whatever it may reveal. I will feel in control. I will find that I can discriminate very fine layers of nature. Subtle worlds won't be hidden from me because they are inside myself already. I will feel connected. I will accept my own truth as it unfolds. This brings a final end to fear and doubt. I will feel fulfilled. I have placed the emphasis on feeling because for most of us, the reason to be alive is that we can pursue the feelings of being safe, loved, happy, and fulfilled. We connect to the soul through these desires, and we are motivated to move into the subtle realm of the soul for the same reason. For some people, that's motivation enough. But most of us require a breakthrough or a turning point before we can fully put our subtle connections to work.